Welcome to everyone, Be'ez Hashem. Continuous fast time from the Chafetz Chaim, share number 19 in Perek Beis, discussing the importance of being honest in business and honest in every single day and avoiding sheker and deceit. The Chafetz Chaim had told us a medrash about sheker and pichsa, sheker, lying, and the midah that causes damages and losses, how they went to the teva. And everything sheker stole, pichsa, the midah of damages and losses, was able to take it away because sheker couldn't enter the teva until he had a partner. And pichsa said, I'll only be your partner. This midah of damages and losing things and hezek, causing harm, said only if I receive everything you steal. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's not just by chance that this medrash is in Parashas Noach. The Chafetz Chaim explains that the generation of Noach, the generations of Noach, for hundreds of years people were stealing and it looked like they were profiting. And they were not profiting. It was a situation where Hashem was marich af. Hashem was giving them time to do tshuva. But they didn't take this as a lesson of a chance to do tshuva. They figured, I am successful if I steal, because you see, nothing happens to me. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ad Kan, he brought the Mabul, and he destroyed the whole entire world. But after the Mabul, from Midor HaMabul V'Holo, says the Chafetz Chaim, Hinik Hashem Yizbarach Chadosh Yizbarach. Hashem said, we're going to have a new situation in the land. The previous world before the Mabul, they didn't understand, they didn't appreciate my Marich Af. They didn't appreciate my patience I gave them to do tshuva and to stop stealing. Now, if a person steals, he's going to lose. He's going to lose his life. Shekomashi yarviach b'mirma v'sheker, whatever person profits with through deceit and lying, yovei pachso v'kachena. Pachso will come and take it away. This midah of losses of hezek will come and remove it from kemoish omer akoso, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Oyseh Oysher V'loi B'mishpot. The person amasses wealth, but not in an honest way. B'chatzi Yomov Yazvenu. This person will lose his wealth in the half of the years of his life, which means he will die early. Yiru Rabim V'yiro. Everyone should see, says the Chafetz Chaim, and everyone should be afraid and understand that if a person acts and deals in business in a deceitful, underhanded way of shakronim, he will not profit. That's what we have to see and understand. The money the person accumulates in a forbidden way, through lies and stealing and cheating, it will eat up, it will destroy, it's like a poison. It will ruin the money he already had beforehand in an honest way. As it brings down here from Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta, Im Natalta Es Sheino Shelcho, if you took something that did not belong to you, Es Shelcho Yitlu Mimcho, that which was yours, Mida Keneged Mida, you will lose as well. What does a person gain? What does he have to show for himself? Only one thing. He has only the sheker, the lies, and the deceit. He doesn't even have the money he acquired in a kosher way. He took something from someone else that was not his. In the Taltas, she'ein shelcho, as shelcho, says Hashem. In Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta, Perek Gimel, as shelcho, what's yours? Yitlu mimcha, be taken from you as well.